Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM. FM.
Yeah. There we go. The Academic with Different here on 2FM. Evening, everyone. My name is Chris. This is Kira.
Hello.
Yeah. I'm very excited, actually. Big show going on tonight. Lots of people are going to be on the phone, coming into the studio, all of that kind of stuff. We're going to have a lot to get through. But hey, we will endeavor to somehow do it, as always. I mean, we only have 3 hours. I don't know how we're going to fit it all in, but hey. Fit it all in.
No.
By the way, as well, big thanks to Louise for the last 2 hours. Give her a big round of applause. Tell you. You know what? I don't think we have a moment to waste tonight, so how about I explain to you what's going on? In just a minute, we are going to be doing the Win Back Your License Fee quiz. The Win Back Your License Fee quiz is literally a chance for you to win back your license fee. Every Monday, every Thursday, we play it. And let's be realistic, that license fee, little bit of an inconvenience.
You're always all giving out about it, so you know, we're giving you the chance to win it back.
Exactly! Put your money where your mouth is, come on and play it. 51552, by the way, is the number. Would you like to come on and play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz? 51552 is the text number. Start your message with the word quiz. Give us your name, age, and where you're from, and send it to 51552. 51552, start your message with the word quiz. Name, age, and where you're from. And hey, maybe you will come on and play it. Also, friend of the show, the Galway player, is going to be on giving us advice, as he always does. And that's just between now and 11. I mean, wowee. How about we get right into it and we say hello to a gentleman who's on the phone with us. His name is Andrew. Andrew, what's going on, man?
Not much. How's it going?
Good, good. I can't complain. How is life?
Good at the moment, yeah.
Good, good. Where are you in the world?
Wexford.
All right. And what do you do?
Milkman.
A milkman? No way. Very good. I don't think I've ever spoken to a milkman. What time do you go out at now? Like, as in, what time would you be up at?
It's different nowadays. You can go any time. It's open 24 hours.
Really? Wow. Okay, so you don't have to be... Because there's always that stereotype that they got up at like 4 a.m. and the milk delivered by 6 or whatever. So you can just kind of do it whenever. Do you deliver it to homes or like businesses?
Homes, yeah.
Really? Fair enough. Yeah. Well, look, so you're a nice casual milkman. You just kind of show up when you show up.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Well, look.
Would you say that you're kind of like a Pat Mustard milkman?
No, not that type of milkman. No.
Just but wondering,
Andrew. Has that ever happened? Like, and I like, are you really? Yes, yeah, I would say.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No.
Because I used to be, like delivering Chinese. So I had a similar job, as in I'd go to a lot of houses in a night. Never once happened. Now that could be because of how I look, but never once happened. You know what I mean? Never once got even a whiff of action. You know?
Yeah.
But your luck. Maybe in the future, hey, Andrew.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That was wishful thinking, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, look, how about this? How about we get right down to some business and I explain to everyone what is going on? Andrew is on the phone with us because we are going to play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz. Now, when Kira and I first got to 2FM, we said that license fee is an awful bollocks, in fairness. Like, having to pay that is a great inconvenience at times. So, every Monday and every Thursday, we play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz. It is a chance for you to, very simply, win back your license fee. So, by the way, actually, speaking of which, 51552, if you'd ever like to come on and play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz, 51552 is the number. It is as simple as that, all right? And start your message with the word quiz, give us your name, age, and where you're from, and hey, maybe you will come on, and maybe you will play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz. Who knows? Maybe you're listening, maybe you've never come on, and you're like, I could do that. Well, how about you? But you step up, all right? So look, Andrew, how about this, okay? In 60 seconds, what we need you to do is answer 10 questions correctly. So Kira is going to fire at you as many questions as she can. I mean, it doesn't matter. She whatever amount we get through in 60 seconds, it doesn't matter if you give a wrong answer. It doesn't matter if you don't answer. There's no like negative marking or that kind of stuff where maybe it stops the game if you give a negative answer. Nothing like that. All we need is 10 correct answers. You might as well say something when Kira asks you because you never know. I mean, it might be right. You might get lucky. So look, once Kira starts the first question, we'll start the clock. Kira, are you ready?
I'm ready.
More importantly, Andrew, are you ready, sir?
Yeah, make them easy, please.
Well, we'll try. Kira, make them easy.
I'll try.
All right, here we go.
Okay, Alex Turner is lead singer in what band?
Script.
The Day Is My Enemy is the new album from what band?
Codeline.
Who directed Reservoir Dogs?
Quentin Tarantino.
The island of Barbados is in what ocean?
Pacific.
What team beat Leinster in their Champion Cup semi-final last Sunday?
Toulon.
Who sings Dear Future Husband?
She sings all about that bass as well.
You're one.
Yes, I will accept that. Trainer. Yeah, absolutely.
What is the capital of Finland?
Norway.
Who is the lead singer of Muse?
Travis Coulthard.
Who is the manager of Arsenal Football Club?
Arsene Wenger.
The town of Virginia is in what county? Okay, we'll move on. What band released the albums Closer to You and Heroes or Ghosts? Okay, Frank, Kevin Spacey plays what character in House of Cards? I kind of gave you the answer there.
Professor. Card counter.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Kira, I was keeping a track here of exactly what went on. Andrew, don't be laughing. This is serious. Do you understand?
Yeah, it's really serious.
Actually, here, I'm going to give you one more because we were talking about it earlier. What sitcom set on Craggy Island is 20 years old this week?
Father Ted.
There you go. All right. So, hold on. Let me count these up. I was keeping a score there. 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, you did all right. Like 5 is decent.
5 is decent. We had 5 on Monday as well, actually.
So look, 5's not the worst.
I should win.
Say again.
5 and 5 and 10.
That's true. Going by that logic, you're dead right, actually.
And
yes.
Also, just to verify there with you, the capital of Finland is actually Helsinki. It's not Norway.
It's easier when you're not on the phone,
isn't it?
I know.
See, look, I say that, and I actually mean it. That's why I was even saying it at the start. It's much easier when you feckin' listen. I say that because everyone goes, "Geez, I could come on. I could get 20." You really couldn't. When you're actually here, it's a lot more difficult. But look, Andrew, come here, man. Really, thanks for coming on. All right.
No, John, thanks.
There we go. That's Andrew here.
He was lovely.
I liked Andrew. Yeah, absolutely. Andrew the milkman.
And he had a great sense of humour.
If he was your milkman, like, would you invite him in for tea?
Totally.
Maybe see where things go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I would invite complete strangers into my house all the time, Chris, if I had the chance.
I'd say so. Well, look, there you go. That's that. Hey, look, maybe we'll have more luck next Monday.
There were two solid Win Back Your Licence Fee quiz this week. On Monday, 5 out of 10. And tonight, 5 out of 10.
You know.
I just like the equal numbers, Chris.
True. There's a nice symmetry. They both got 5. I agree with you there. Well, look, hopefully.
We'll double it next week.
Well, hopefully, please God, now, Kira, we'll double it next week.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I did. And I liked that.
Thank you.
And you know what? Kira's positive mental attitude is what we should all be aspiring to.
Oh, sure, look.
How about you come on and how about you show us how it's done? Do you know what I'm saying?
No, this is what I want to say, okay?
Yeah.
And I know that I've been banging on about this all week, all right?
Okay.
I never thought, Chris.
Yeah.
I never thought that I would actually meet Paul O'Connell.
Okay.
Okay. And guess what, Chris? I did.
No, Chris. That wasn't really an achievement.
Chris,
like,
for anybody out there who thinks that they can't win back their license fee quiz, let me tell you something. You can.
All week.
If you look deep inside yourself.
All week.
And you really, really, really wish hard enough and you dream and you put it out there. You could come on this show.
Sure, yeah.
And you. Yes, you listening could win back your license fee quiz.
You know, though, like, you didn't achieve anything by meeting him. Like, it wasn't an achievement of yours. You just met him.
Don't you tell me what is an achievement and what isn't an achievement.
Like, you just met him in a place.
In my life, Chris, it is a huge achievement.
But you didn't work for it.
Like,
you
didn't. What's that supposed to mean?
Achieve it.
I didn't work for it.
You didn't achieve it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, not being a fan for, I don't know how many years, Chris, isn't working for
it. No, it's not working to meet him. No.
The planets aligned, Chris. I put it out there. I wished for something and it happened.
Did you use the secret to do that?
51552. If you would like to play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz,
what is going on?
It could be you. I know I'm using the tagline for the National Lottery.
Someone might own the copyright to that. Yeah.
It could be you.
Right. Well, look, Kira obviously equates accidentally meeting someone famous with winning the lotto. And look, there's nothing wrong with that.
Not winning the lotto, winning back your license fee.
You know, I met Twink once.
That's cool.
That's the same kind of thing.
No, it's not.
It is.
JJ, is that the same thing? No, he says no.
JJ says it's much better. Exactly. Right. Meeting Twink is way better. It is, JJ. I hear you.
What JJ judges there was blasphemy. And you from Limerick and all. I'd be ashamed of myself if I were you.
JJ's having his Limerick citizenship revoked right now. Galway player, hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Good. Now, obviously, I love it when you come on every week, and we do love to chat with you. However, Kira, I know that we'll have to be quick with the Galway player tonight. I saw his Twitter earlier. Yeah, I'm sure you're devastated. I saw his Twitter earlier, and I literally just see pictures of loads of hot girls everywhere. Galway player, you at some type of model beauty thing, I take it? And, you know, obviously you would be.
Yeah, I'm as usual, surrounded by stunning women. I'm at Miss Galway. It's on tonight now. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to judge. There's a couple of issues there. But yeah,
no, so.
It's been a brilliant competition. Galway's most beautiful are here, so obviously I was one of the first people invited.
Sure.
And I'm kind of disappointed by the fact that they've taken away the bikini round this year, but look, we'll get over that.
Judge properly, though, without such a round.
Well, this is it. Yeah. I'm sure one or two of them have promised to show me a couple of things afterwards.
Oh, good.
So, you know.
Oh, there's always that, I guess. Every cloud, eh? But look, tell you what. How about we get right down to some business? This gentleman on the phone with us, well, his name is the Galway player. Now, he is, in the words of many, mine included, he is Ireland's top male dating expert. I mean, he has had so many ladies. He's hanging around with beautiful women day in, day out. I mean, even there on Twitter now, just nothing but women and all of this and partying. I mean, Galway player, you are living the life, and I know you come on to try and give the men of Ireland advice on how they can be players like you. And ladies, I say this every week and I mean it. This is not a wasted experience for you either, because you get to have a listen to all of the tactics, all of the things that are going on, the mind of a player. So, I mean, this...
So that, you know, girls, if you ever come across a man like this, an individual, you know that you can walk away.
Well, okay. Well, I guess like the one option you could have.
And guys can learn how to fake being a player, so they pretend that they're a genuine guy and can get the girls to think they're avoiding the player. So it's a win-win situation.
True. That's quite a high level of, you know, kind of got manipulation. It's good. I like it. Galway player. Look, let me
manipulation is always healthy, guys, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Now, let me tell you something. Galway player's online. He's on Twitter. His Twitter is at Galway player. As well as that, he has a book which you should indeed check out. It is Shift and Drift, the Galway player's guide to dating. And as I said, his Twitter is at Galway player. So, Galway player, you come on every week. You give us advice. You give us wisdom. What are we going to learn from you this week?
Well, that's what I do best, yeah. And this week, I'm just going to reply to a few of my followers. Questions. So on a very regular basis, I get emails to galwayplayer@gmail.com. Guys and girls that just are in search of help. Their friends aren't able to help them. They know the one person that's going to give them a genuine answer, because too often people ask their friends for advice. And, you know, it's hard to tell your friend, you know, like, does my bum look big in this or whatever. I can tell people, yeah, because I'm detached, yeah, you look shit in that. Or where do you think you're going in that? The only thing you'd look good in is the dark. You know, the honest truth that makes people improve themselves.
You sound like you're really cruel, actually.
No, I'm being honest. It's
no, there's a difference between being honest and being cruel.
Oh, no, there's no cruelty. It's constructive criticism. I'm not saying it to get any perverse pleasure out of it. I'm just pointing out their flaws and their weaknesses. My friends do the same as well. I tried a slight change of image there recently, and the lads were very quick to tell me their opinions on it. It divided opinion, but ultimately, the amount of women still throwing themselves at me proved.
What did you do?
Worked.
What was it that you did?
We're not going to go into that here. I don't want to reveal my identity. Obviously, it's Galway's best kept secret.
It is.
Who the legend is. It's like the legend of Zorro or something going around here, and everyone's trying to find out. And the amount of people...
No, what are you talking about? I asked you, what did you do?
No, but that'll give it away is what he's saying.
How?
I don't know.
How?
Maybe he's very well known. Maybe he's seen around a lot. I don't know what it is. Did you wear a particular hat or something?
Were you walking around Galway wearing a fedora? Is that it?
We're not here to discuss me. We're here to help the losers of Ireland.
Losers?
So
losers?
Very rough term. But Galway player, go ahead. Maybe some of them are losers, and maybe they do need, as you put it, a little bit of tough love from you. So people send you emails. They ask for advice. I can understand why. So
I can't. I really can't.
Well, let's listen to some of the wisdom that he's going to impart to us. So Galway player, will we hear the first email?
Yeah. Well, one of the most common things that I get asked is, you know, and should I get back with my ex? Okay, so I wrote about that in my column in the Go Independent this week. It's a very common issue. People are always, what happens generally is people break up, they say, oh, I'm going to be fine. You know, they try the single life and they find that they're not as good at it as they used to be, or they find themselves lonely. And they want to go back to familiar territory. Now, this rarely ever works. It is rarely a good idea to get back with the ex. There is the obvious exceptions, and people will always point those out where it has worked. And the people have grown apart, you know, they've matured, they've had time to think about things, they've changed, they've figured out what they want in life and become maybe a better person and are more, you know, in a better position to be with this person at that specific time in their life. An obvious example there would be Jose Mourinho going back to Chelsea now. Look at the side that he's building.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
For every Jose Mourinho, there is 100 Kenny Dalglishes and Kevin Keegan's come back to Newcastle and Liverpool, which was an absolute nightmare. You know, it's rarely ever going to work. You broke up for a reason. See, you have to think about the show, Reeling in the Years, okay? We've all watched it. One of the best things RTE have ever produced. The thing about this show is, it even makes the 80s look good.
That's okay. True. You look at it almost fondly. I agree. Yeah, you're like, God, I remember when condoms were illegal or whatever it is. And you're like, God, divorce.
That's,
yeah.
That's because it's backed up by an amazing soundtrack.
Yeah, probably. Nostalgia. Rose tint.
So you're listening to a good song and it reminds you of a great night you had with this ex of yours. And you're thinking, geez, yeah, things were actually good. And you forget what broke you up in the first place. So this is what nostalgia does to you, and time apart, you can actually forget what annoyed the shite out of you in the first place and why this person is not right for you. So I often, you know, in my quiet time, read of the great philosophers. And one of the great philosophers of all time is Homer. And he said, if at first you don't succeed, give up.
Amen.
As Homer Simpson said it, and it has to be true. So, you know, like the easy option isn't always the right one. We can see that with them, you know, them tight leggings that all the big girls are wearing these days, and they're practically see-through.
Yeah.
The stretch on them. Mm-hmm. The easy option isn't always the right one, okay?
Chris? Right. No, look, I hear you. Sometimes there's no shortcuts. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
This is it.
No,
you gotta,
I hear you.
Yeah, you gotta wait for the right opportunity. And this is what I'm doing. Like, it feels like an endless search for perfection, but, you know, I'm prepared to hold out, sleep with a lot of girls in the meantime, but you know, it's the journey that I'm on, and how lucky is the girl going to be that I end up with?
You're building something. I understand. You're building something. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not rushing into anything.
You're not rushing into anything. That is for sure.
You're setting yourself up for the biggest fall of all time.
No, you are not rushing into anything. I will agree with you there.
Because you don't have the emotional capacity to. Anyway.
Well,
what's the next email?
Yeah, that was it. That was a good point, though, Guy Play. You're dead right. In a lot of cases, going back to the ex isn't a good idea. There's rose-tinted glasses there. You remember some good times, but no, I hear you. I mean, look, can't argue with you there. Yeah, no,
yeah,
I hear you.
You have Godfather 2, but for every Godfather 2, there's 1,000 Sex in the City 2. The second time is rarely as good as the first.
Okay? Ah, you're dead right. You know, you're right. You can't go back to somewhere, usually. It's not the same. Well, look, Guy Player, what else were people asking you about?
Another one is, I fancy my best friend. Is it a good idea to tell them how I feel?
Mm-hmm.
That's when I get quite a bit.
Mm.
No, it's never. It's going to ruin the friendship, right? See, guys and girls are pretty different. Now, like, a fella could have no interest in a girl, and he say, you know, there's nothing going on there. Sure, I'd write her, but I don't like her.
Sure.
Okay? Whereas girls, if, you know, you want to get with them, or you're on a drunken night and you kiss them, or you say, you know, you really like them, it's going to make the entire relationship awkward. What I would recommend is stay friends with the girl and end up hooking with her up with all her friends. See, this is the reason.
Wait, why? How is that a good idea?
Because you're not hurting her in the process.
Exactly, and you have female friends. See, women can be great wing women, if you know what I mean. They're basically, it's getting you, it's instant trust, okay? So the girls see you hanging out with this girl and think, oh, he must be really nice because he's hanging out with her. Like, I walk into the room here with Laura Fox, looking amazing tonight, and all these women are, geez, this guy must be pretty cool. Obviously, he's gorgeous looking, but he must be really good if he's hanging out with someone really nice like her. So the friends trust you straight away, and then you have an in. Okay,
instead of that,
they think you're a creep, that you're only friends with her because you wanted to score her. Oftentimes, you can be friends with someone and develop feelings over time. But unfortunately, the way it's perceived, or, you know, the way girls get together over their cauldrons and, you know, like witches there, and they manipulate the story and always make the guy out to be only after one thing, when there can often be genuine reasons for him developing a liking for someone. But what I'd say is, stay away from your friends. It's always going to get messy. It's never going to end well. Just write all her friends instead.
That's a good idea. Do your friends' friends.
No, that's not a good idea.
Do you agree with his point, though, that is in, if you show up with a girl, the girls will be like, okay, well, she hangs out with him, so he must be cool. Mm, does that work?
If you like the girl, yeah.
Yeah, so that does work.
Mm.
Great.
You should hang out with me, Chris. Maybe people will think you're actually nice.
Sure. Okay, I'm all for this. Absolutely. Right. Well, go ahead, Player. Let's hear the final email tonight.
Well, one I got the other day, and it got me thinking. Someone asked me what my biggest turn off is. So I'm in a nightclub, looking around, you know, being the man, and I see a hot girl. Is there anything? What would turn me off immediately?
Oh, I think I know what this might be.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Oh, Guy Player, you're so judgmental.
Exactly. Is it a pint glass, Guy Player?
Very good.
Oh, Guy Player, you're so judgmental.
Jeez.
No, this tells you so much about a person.
Oh, oh.
Well, what does it tell you about a person?
I love the way he hates women with pint glasses.
He just hates women in general, I think.
God, he hates women with pint glasses.
You've been banging on about women and pint glasses. And don't go with the country girls drinking Bulmers either, because I'm not going to listen to it.
I love this.
Doesn't say anything about a girl whether she drinks out of a pint glass or she doesn't. Okay.
Here, I remember meeting a girl drinking wine out of a pint glass in a pub one night. You know, you're gonna go off with that girl. Of course. There's more calories in a pint than in a slice of pizza. This girl, you have to look down the line. I want these dainty, nice ladies, you know, that are going to look after themselves and care about their appearance.
Yeah.
Do you want your future kids going around with this yoke dragging them around the place?
Stop it. You're being really, really stereotypical. That's not cool.
No,
basically what he's trying to say is women that drink pints are going to end up like big fat slobs.
Yes.
Potentially. We all need to look after ourselves. We all need to be healthy. We all need to be in good shape.
And what about men who drink pints?
We're lads. Yeah. We're allowed to have a bit of fat.
Chris, don't rise me.
Sorry.
No, seriously, don't rise me.
Our metabolisms are different, so we process alcohol. You know, the units that are there, men are able to process them that bit better. Now, I'm not encouraging guys to be going out drinking all the time, and I drink bottles normally, because obviously I have an ulterior motive when I'm on a night out, but I stay in shape. I can go out and enjoy myself, but, you know, I look after myself too. So it's important for people to drink and eat what's best for them. So you go out, you have a bit of fun. Vodka and white, vodka and sparkling water. That's what all the girls
are doing. Okay.
Nice calorie-free drinks.
Calorie-free drinks that you think women should be drinking. You're a complete asshole. And you're also delusional.
That's a good idea.
I'm trying to look out for the health of people. I'm encouraging them to be healthy.
People can look out for their own goddamn health, Guy Player. Well, who made you doctor? Like, do you know what I mean?
You know? I don't know.
Well, I'm an expert. I'm giving an expert opinion.
Oh, you are, yeah. You're a medical expert there on obesity and the link between drinking pints and fat mothers.
State Surgeon General Galway Player is on the phone. And you know what? I have to say, I do get what he's saying. It perhaps is an indicator of an unhealthy lifestyle.
Because a girl is drinking out of a... What is she drinking in this pint, though? You don't
know. Well, like beer or something, obviously. Like
a pint.
A pint of beer is a lot of calories.
Imagine a girl drinking a pint of Guinness. It's okay for American tourists.
Okay, for someone who's so up on the medical expertise, as you say yourself, Guinness is full of iron.
A lot of calories, though.
Chris, back off.
Okay.
Guinness is full of iron, and there's a lot of females out there that would suffer iron deficiency. So a pint of Guinness would be very beneficial to their health, let me tell you, Guy Player.
Especially if they were pregnant and they had an iron deficiency.
Well, they could get after them then.
The iron deficiency up that way. Okay, Guy Player, I suppose you've never done a pregnant woman, Guy Player, no?
We're not going to go into that detail. I actually have a great story there for you, Chris, but I'll tell you off air.
Awesome, okay then. I think some pregnant women look very attractive. It's the glowingness, it's the vitality. It's
radiant.
I tell you. Well, look, Guy Player, we've learnt a lot, I feel, and I know that you are surrounded by beautiful women, if your Twitter's anything to go by, so I will let you get back to it without any more delay. Guy Player, I really appreciate you coming on. Your website is, of course, it's thegawayplayer.com.
GalwayPlayer.com.
Why is it I'm doing it? GalwayPlayer.com. And
now, we've had that for 3 years, but we've changed it. We made it bigger, better, and more beautiful.
That would be me. That would be me making it, messing up a mistake. I'm not in it yet, GalwayPlayer, but I'm trying. I'm aspiring to be like you. GalwayPlayer.com.
Shut up, Chris.
his Twitter is @GalwayPlayer, and as well as that, of course, his book is Shift and Drift, The Galway Player's Guide to Dating. Galway Player, I will let you get back to those beautiful ladies. I hope none of them are drinking pints. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
A pleasure, as always.
There you go. Galway Player, Kira. Telling it like it is, really.
Chris, you know he isn't telling it like it is, so I don't even know why you're saying that. Like, are you even thinking about the words that are coming out of your mouth before you're talking into the microphone?
Not really anymore. I stopped about a year and a half ago, and I just kind of say whatever comes to mind. Look, there's a few texts on the Galway Player. We will get to them. We get to them now, or we get to them in a minute.
Let's
fire through them. What's going on, Kira?
Okay. Somebody says it's sad that the Galway Player has gone back to his dickhead self.
I suppose
a week there where he was whatever.
There was two or three weeks where he was like actually giving advice and like being really thoughtful and sound and everything. But I think that's all well gone, thank God.
Declan and Shannon says, if a woman wants to drink Guinness, it could be from a half pint glass.
I like how that's the compromise. Galway players saying that women who drink from pint glasses look unattractive. So Declan's like, okay, let's try find some middle ground. Maybe a pint, half pint glass, would that be okay?
Oh, Declan, thank you so much. I'm delighted that women should be able to drink Guinness in a half pint glass.
Good man, Declan.
Thank you for permission, yeah, Declan. Yeah. The Galway player tried a new image but failed. He tried to be a nice, genuine person.
Ah, look, that was never going to work now, was it? Come on.
And somebody else thinks, and something I kind of agree with, says, I seriously think the Galway player should go to a psychiatrist. His mind is effed up. Yes, yes it is. The Galway player should look at himself before he says anything about anyone else. Agreed. Jesus, lads, they must be very gullible in Galway. Galway player, more like Galway bullshitter. That's from Mick and Cork.
Well, poor Galway player, he's getting quite a bit of abuse tonight.
And then somebody else says, finally, I bought that feckin' Chancer's book for a pal at Christmas. Raging.
Oh dear. Well, at least, you know, another happy customer. At least he gave Galway player some money. Isn't that the important thing? Kira, we have family in the building.
Yes, we do.
Mo K is in the building. Let's give him a big round of applause.
Yo. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, you, Mo?
I'm good, man. Chilling like Bob Dylan, you know.
I like it. All right. Well, look, friend of the show, Mo K is in. And I love this. This has turned into a little bit of a tradition. We do it every Thursday. And there's a few reasons why we do this. I don't know whether or not you're aware of this. I hope you aren't sleeping on Mo K. Do you know what that means, Kira?
No.
And I'm not trying to be smart, because I like to teach Kira the rap terms and
okay.
stuff. To be sleeping on Mo K, right? Would be to not be aware of Mo-K.
Okay.
Yeah. So as in, you're sleeping on him. You don't know that he exists and you're missing out.
Okay.
You know? So I hope no one is sleeping on Mo-K, because Mo has a brand new show every Friday here on 2FM between midnight, 2 a.m. A very cool new direction that's kind of happening here on 2FM. It's an urban show. It's like urban hip hop, R&B, rap, all of this kind of stuff, kind of put into a blender. And Mo gives you the best tunes you need for the week.
Yes.
And he kind of distills everything down and he shows you what's going on. I love it, and it's been going on a few weeks. How are you finding it, Mo? By the way,
absolutely loving it. Yeah, I think I'm in my 7th week now.
Is it seven weeks?
So it could be 8. This week is 8 weeks, I think.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay, well done.
Wait, happy 2 month anniversary.
Haven't been sacked yet.
Me and Chris used to celebrate literally every single week that we stayed on air.
Yeah, I do the exact same thing.
Yeah, Mo, can I be honest? You're saying the whole, like you said, I haven't been sacked yet. Kieran and I actually did that genuinely. Like, as in when we first got here, we were like, this must be a mistake.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, we must
be
out here.
We did it for a good 6 months.
We did. We're only getting comfortable now, and that's probably where we'll get fired.
That's probably where we'll get sacked.
Next week now, going to be the P45. But look, Mo, as well as that, Mo also comes in and we kind of have a chat about hip-hop news stories, because you'd be amazed how much goes on in the rap/hip-hop world. It's like a soap opera. Like, it never stops.
It's like EastEnders.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It really is. So
this is coming from someone who doesn't know that much about hip-hop or the world of hip-hop.
Yeah, and I don't watch soaps either, by the way.
Mo just wants to assert how manly he is.
Yeah, I just have to keep my streak right.
No,
I actually don't really like EastEnders or Coronation Street or...
All right, Mo, you're all mad.
What's the other one? Emmerdale. Is Emmerdale still on?
Is Emmerdale still on?
Emmerdale was actually all right.
Mo's sitting down every evening watching Emmerdale.
Mo watches Hollyoaks.
I watch Breaking Bad.
Yeah, man, you're a man. I watch stuff where people get killed. You know, that's what I watch.
Yeah.
The best stuff. But anyway, look, Mo, speaking of soap operas, will we get to this Chris Brown stuff? This is a soap opera.
Do you know what I'm finding hilarious about this? Because before we came back on air there, the two lads are having this deep discussion about Chris Brown's baby mama and custody and paternity. And I'm like, those lads are way more interested in this than I am.
Yeah,
why?
Yeah. Well, it'd be a situation that would be very interesting if you... got into. How should I break this down? Chris Brown cheated on Carucci, his ex, with another woman.
Carucci was like a big model or something, wasn't she?
She's a model.
Yeah.
No, she was one of those, what do you call them people?
Dancers.
That don't do anything. Socialites.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
So she was a socialite. Chris Brown used to be doing her.
Yeah.
They used to be in a relationship. Go on.
Chris cheated, as you do, and he 9 months later, baby came out. And
but no one knew
Brown's.
About this, did they?
Nobody knew about it until the baby was 6 months old.
Okay, so the baby is called Royalty.
Royalty.
Oh,
is that the baby's actual name?
Yeah.
The baby's mother was in a relationship with somebody.
At the time when she cheated with Chris Brown?
Yes.
Okay.
So she gave birth to the baby, and the father, or not the father,
the
see,
boyfriend.
I'm getting confused. The boyfriend.
This is like EastEnders.
Yeah, it is. The boyfriend stayed with her.
Okay.
So now there's a boyfriend and a girlfriend,
yes.
and they are raising Chris Brown's kid.
Yeah.
See, this is odd. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is
and
a little
he's on
weird.
He's on Instagram. He's posting up pictures with the baby falling asleep on him, and he's taking the baby for a walk and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with raising another man's child, but he witnessed his girlfriend cheat on him with the biggest superstar in the world.
Yeah, like...
And he's still...
Ah, but it's Chris Brown, though.
But, like, would you raise his kid? Well, see, Mo brought up an interesting point.
Boys, when two people love each other,
yeah,
sometimes they can overcome such obstacles as cheating and getting pregnant with another
that's
man's child.
Big, that's a big one, though,
that's,
for
that's
me.
That's a huge one.
I'd be
that'd
gonzo.
Be a deal breaker
I'd be gonzo,
for me now,
yeah.
I have to say. That'd be the red flag for me, absolutely.
But we were talking about...
Mo brought up a really interesting point.
Well, no, I think you brought this up.
Oh, throwing over Mo there.
No, I wasn't. I was like, fair enough. He's probably doing it because, you know, there's going to be serious money from the old child support. They're going to be cashing in.
Okay, yes. So obviously Chris Brown will be paying child support to the mother of his child.
Sure.
And so you guys think that the boyfriend who was cheated on is staying with the mother.
For the money.
For the money.
All
sure.
About the moolah.
Absolutely. You know, it could be like, because what they do is with child support, they divide something like your monthly earnings or like your monthly net worth. It's this really weird thing. This woman could be making 100 grand a month once the thing is all settled down, if you know what I'm saying.
Do you know what's just occurred to me? It could have, the whole thing just could have been a setup for Chris Brown.
They could have trapped him.
They could have trapped him.
Oh, you never know.
The trap is
you
real.
You never know.
Okay, the trap is certainly real. That both of you have thought way too much about
conspiracy
this.
Conspiracy theories all over the gaff.
But anyway.
Don't you think that's interesting though?
Well, in fairness, I would not hang around unless it was an operation that we had planned out.
Yeah, see, this is it. Unless it was a hustle.
Yeah,
hustle. Exactly.
So cold. You're so cold. I want to talk about Waka Flocka Flame.
Okay. Anyway, listen, I like Chris Brown. Just to put that out there.
Okay. Yeah.
With Emmerdale, EastEnders and Coronation Street.
Mo no, I do like Chris Brown. He let me open up his show in Dublin 2 years ago.
Wow, okay. No way.
Yeah.
So you do a warm up.
I met him. I played PlayStation with him the whole
night. Is he a dick?
Borderline.
Okay.
He's all right, though.
Because he comes across.
You wouldn't go for a pint with him.
No. Okay.
Would you not?
Nah, I don't think so.
Was he a dick to you?
Let's just say he wouldn't take a picture with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I asked him for a picture and he was like, not right now, bro. You want to play PlayStation? I was like, all right, cool.
Okay, so you played PlayStation with him. What game did you play?
What game did you play?
NBA 2K or something like that. Some basketball game.
That sounds all right.
Yeah,
that's a cool story.
Grand. So I was backstage playing PlayStation with him, and then I got called and I had to go out in front of 13,000 people and DJ for an hour and 20 minutes, and he performed for 50 minutes.
Wow. So yeah. Mo, you did a longer stint at his gig than he did.
I did.
So Mo kind of did the Chris Brown gig.
I did
Dublin.
The gig
wow.
for him, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why
where
I'm
was
little,
that?
That was in the Tree Arena in the
wow.
O2.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. There you go. No. This is Mo, you see. He has all these interesting stories. Oh yeah, I hung out and played PlayStation with Chris Brown.
Yeah. Rihanna Jesus. Winked at me once as well.
But, she didn't.
Yeah, she definitely wanted a piece of the moment.
Do you think?
100%.
Do you think that's why Chris Brown wouldn't take a photo with you?
I think so.
Do you think
so.
That got back to him and he was jealous of you?
Yeah, he knew. Yeah, he's like, yeah. Yeah. This is the dude Rihanna wanted to smash.
That's what it is. Well, look.
Sorry, I feel like I'm out with the girls.
Yeah, we've talked about cute guys, Rihanna, Emmerdale, all of that. Kira, what's this Waka Flocka Flame stuff?
Yeah,
come on.
Boys, I want to talk about Waka Flocka Flame, okay? So he's kind of this. How would you describe Waka Flocka Flame, Mo?
Headcase.
An absolute headcase,
yeah,
right?
Headcase, yeah.
Obviously, Hillary Clinton came out lately to announce that she's going for a presidency, but so did Waka Flocka Flame.
Yes.
Now, obviously, this is on Rolling Stones or whatever, so this it's a joke. Obviously, I don't think Waka Flocka Flame is going to go and run for, you know, being president.
I don't know.
Stranger things have happened in America.
And of course, one of the first things that he's going to do if he does become president is he's going to legalize marijuana. And he also has another couple of things that he wants to ban when he becomes president. Chris, I think we have the video there.
Yeah, will we listen to his campaign video? Here we go. Here's some of the promises he's making.
A blunt a day, I take the pain away. You wake up, hit a blunt, go to work, shit gonna be okay. You look around, things ain't looking good, you roll a blunt, shit gonna be okay. Schoolwork getting too hard, don't touch the blunt. Think about it. Wait till you old enough.
That is that's responsible,
so,
though.
He wants to legalize marijuana when life is shit, whatever, but don't when you're at school.
Yeah,
you know.
That's responsible of him.
He's very mature.
This is a man I want running the free world. Definitely. Here we go. So these are some of the promises he's making.
First thing I will fucking stop as president is dogs coming in restaurants. I don't want to see no fucking animal in the restaurant ever again. Anybody who got feet oversized 13 cannot walk in public no more. They have to take trains, cabs, and buses. I want to see a big ass feet taking all the space on the concrete.
Those are good points.
Here's his points on education. I'm dying to hear this.
These are solid too, I'd say.
Education is important. When you start teaching these kids more reality, traits, the president been smoking one. You know how that go. So we're going to teach the kids more reality skills, and they got to learn my lyrics before they get out of school, else they fucking fail, and they got to start from third grade all over again from 12th.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm
not wearing a suit when I go to the meeting. It's fucking irritating. Everybody have hot-ass suits on, arguing, sweating. I'm going with a ting top flip-flop, a box of Backwoods, some 1882s, rolling one up, drinking a coffee. Fuck the Congress. What are we thinking about? I am Congress. I'm president.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, so far I'm impressed. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, so far he has my vote. Hillary should be watching out. You know, if this is what's coming. This is him about jobs, by the way. This is Waka Flocka Flame on jobs if he became president. So.
I'm going to raise minimum wage. I feel like all fast food restaurants should be paying $15 an hour since In-N-Out Burger is doing it. Great fucking idea, In-N-Out Burger.
Fair enough.
Oh, women's rights. I'm dying to hear this.
In-N-Out Burger pay $15 an hour. Is that true?
Yeah, you see, some places in the US, very low minimum wage. And I think some places are trying to strive to give them a minimum wage that at least gives them some kind of quality of life.
Fair play.
Yeah, absolutely. Kira, how can you not like the man?
Let's hear what he says about women's rights, Chris.
Okay. Women's rights. I feel like women got all the rights already, man. What else they want? My mother was my father and my mother. And she controlled the house. She raised 5 men, put food on the table. She kept the lights on. Like, women are pretty tough right now. I feel like it's not the thing of rights for women. It's more of a respect thing.
Kira, what do you think of that? You already have all the rights.
Okay, according to Waka Flocka Flame, we're grand.
What more do you want?
What I find interesting is, right, that he said that all fast food joints should raise the minimum wage.
Yeah.
Yet when it comes to women, he just talks about, you know, giving them respect. How about raising, you know what I mean, the wages for women so they're on par with men?
He's not too pushed about that.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Yeah,
now.
Kieran, come on now. So we haven't had any bombs in a while. So there's Kieran dropping a bomb. Right, do you want to hear one more thing? This is what he thinks about the other candidates, okay. And then we'll leave it there. Okay. This is Waka Flocka Flame, who is a rapper, or as Mo describes him, headcase.
And I love, he made a promise and he said, I'm dead ass running for president in 2016. So, I mean, okay, Chris, let's hear about the other candidates.
Hillary is my only competition right now because the women love her. And she's honest. Her husband is Bill, so.
Bill's a donkey.
It's a tough one, man. Hope I make it.
I hope I make it. I'd say you will, Waka Flocka Flame. Don't worry. All right, well, you know the way whenever you're running for president, Kira, you need a running mate. You need your VP. Yeah. I mean, the VP is a very important choice.
Oh, God, who is going to be his running mate?
Well, let's have a listen and find out.
Call my head of the state.
Right? He's ringing his head of state on his phone.
My vice president, shall I say. Yo, who kid?
No.
DJ, who kid? So I'm in an interview with Rolling Stone, you know, I'm the president. So I had to call you, because you the vice president, right?
I guess so, yeah.
So if there's one thing where your boy get elected, what we gonna change in the world?
It's gonna be unlimited weed smoking.
These guys seem like competent candidates for a president. Do you imagine those two guys running the world?
Yeah.
Running Western democracy. There you go.
What would you guys change if you were president?
Oh, don't ask Chris that.
I do have a few thoughts. Like, I mean, we could go through them again, maybe.
No, I think it's good because, you know, we're on a roll here. And it'd be nice to keep our jobs.
Yeah, I guess. I would be, though, I'm not too pushed with rights for equal women. I mean, they got all the rights. They're already doing it, Kira. What more do they want, as he puts it? I think that's definitely the highlight of the interview. Kira, thank you for bringing that to our attention.
There you go.
Here's me and Mo talking about soap opera nonsense, and then Kira talking about the real issues. Who's running for president? Look, will we get to one more story really quickly? Because I just thought, as a follow-up, we should.
Oh my God, I saw this.
Isn't it amazing? I just thought, as a follow up, it might be funny to bring this up with you. Do you remember how we talked about the new streaming service, the new music streaming service that Jay-Z has launched called Tidal?
We talked about it about 3 weeks ago,
I think.
And it was pompous, it was pretentious, it was people on stage like it was the UN. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. So let me give you a context. It's an app you can download, okay? And it's a streaming service. It's just like Spotify. I'm sure everyone knows what Spotify is. I'm sure everyone knows what Pandora is. All this kind of stuff. Just to give you context, Kira, where do you think Spotify is on the app store list?
Okay, I would say either top 10 or top 20.
It's 38.
Oh,
which
okay.
is good.
Actually, no, I'm surprised by that. I thought it would be in the top 20.
Yeah, I thought it'd be in top 20.
It's good. Pandora I think is around 56 or something.
Okay.
Which is still very good. Where do you think Tidal is in terms of numbers? Where do you think it is on the list?
If Spotify is 38 and Tidal is in the 50s.
Sorry, Pandora's in the 50s.
Sorry, Pandora's in the 50s. I'd say, what, Tidal's in the 70s?
78.
Is that it? Is that what you're saying?
Mm.
Okay.
I'm going to say 70.
It is below number 700.
What?
If I put an app on the App Store, it would be around there. Like, I mean, no one wants it. No one is downloading it.
Have they done any marketing for it since its big, massive launch where they had, like, really famous people on the stage?
But wouldn't you think with Usher, Rihanna, Nicki Minaj, Madonna, Deadmau5, Kanye West, Jay-Z and J. Cole standing on a stage that they could at least maybe get into, you know, the kind of the...
At least top 10.
You'd think?
The most powerful artists in the world.
Wow.
Nothing.
This is not going to work.
No.
This title thing.
No.
It's absolutely... ridiculous.
Wouldn't you think? Because all those people on the stage, I remember saying at the time, were estimated altogether to be worth 25 billion.
Well, no one wants
Tidal. That they'd be able to pool the resources and actually get Tidal into the top 10.
You'd think so.
That is bonkers.
It's massive.
That's the sound of Tidal.
I don't think. Honestly, I don't really know anybody that buys music, to be honest.
Me neither, if I'm being deadly honest.
I buy music.
I buy music. Like, I know DJs buy music and they're on subscriptions, but. It's kind of a choice because with iTunes you can browse through and if you like a song you can buy it.
You don't have to buy albums anymore.
Yeah, you don't have to pay a subscription. This Jay-Z thing is like, just give me your money. And
sounds like bad value, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah,
well, look, there you go.
There you go. Well,
look, there we go. I think it deserved another bomb. Mo, I love when we have these chats. I mean, I've learned the hip hop world is a world of its own, isn't it? I mean, it really is. It's crazy. So look, speaking of hip hop, rap, R&B, urban music, all of that kind of stuff. Friend of the show. DJ Mo K, he is going to be in again Friday night, tomorrow, midnight to 2 a.m. Mo is in, doing his new show.
Yes.
It's amazing. You should give it a listen. Of course, as well, you're on Twitter, Mo.
I am on Twitter, at DJ Mo Kay. And don't forget, you can catch me on our sister station, RTE Pulse, Monday to Thursday, 9 to 11 a.m., if you can't wait till Friday nights.
I mean, look, what more do you need? There you go. Look, we can't do anything until we get the Law & Order music, so here. Great. Right, now that we have this, let me explain to you what's going on. Oh, I feel so important with this music.
I know.
Every week, Kira and I get an odd court case or legal issue of some sort from around the world. Maybe a moral issue. It's not always a legal issue. And we give our own judgment on it. You can, of course, get involved as well, 51552. So, Kira, will you like to present the facts of this evening's case? Thank you.
Now, Chris, this has been doing the rounds on the internet for a while, and actually I think it popped up when myself and yourself were away for a week.
Yeah, I'm disappointed we didn't get a chance to talk about it, so here we are now.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
This Chinese guy, he was involved in an accident on March 24th, all right, and he's been in hospital ever since. And honestly, after I tell you this story, I'd say he's pretty happy that he's still in hospital, if you know what I mean, okay?
Okay.
Now, he'd been seeing a girl for 9 years and had a son with her.
Okay,
which is nice, you know. So obviously,
serious relationship, you'd think. Yeah.
The doctors involved, after this man ended up in hospital after a car crash, doctors decided to get in contact. And this is where I don't understand, and I must ask you about this. Decided to get in contact with not just his partner of 9 years, but the other 16 of his girlfriends.
Yeah.
And one by one, all 17 of his girlfriends turned up to see him at the hospital. None of the women knew he'd been seeing anybody else. And as I said, one even had a son with him. And the women discovered this after the doctors contacted all of them to let them know that he had been injured.
Hold on now.
I know, right?
All of them?
All of them.
Wow. Why? Like, I'm not familiar with why that would happen. I know that perhaps your driver's license or something like that might have like a next of kin on it. Or maybe admission forms that you signed when you went in there might have a next of kin. But jeez, I wouldn't put down all 17 of my girlfriends.
Maybe I don't understand where it comes from either, because I don't understand how he would have written down those 17 names unless he had some massive fraudulent kind of process going on, if you know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, one of the women had been seeing him for 18 months and, you know, she was quoted as saying, "I was really worried when I heard that he was in hospital. But then I started seeing more and more beautiful girls show up and I couldn't cry anymore." Oh. Other girls had said they'd started planning their weddings with him.
Ooh.
Wan Fang, the mother of his son, added, "What can I do now? I don't love him anymore, but I do love my son." So the women set up a Facebook group so they could all chat, and they quickly discovered just how much they hid from him. So obviously the story got an awful lot of attention on social media, in fairness. When I saw it, I was like, Chinese guy with 17 girlfriends? Oh my God.
Well, the only thing I can think of that would have caused them to all be contacted is something like, the only remote possibility I could have is that sometimes I know that if a guy comes in and he's very injured, they can go through his phone and or electronic devices and contact anyone who seems to be in an intimate relationship with him, if you understand me.
Yeah.
So maybe they got into his phone, or they got onto his Facebook page or something like that.
Well, police have launched an investigation into allegations of fraud. So, you know, it's too early to say if the girlfriends were victims of a scam. But like, in fairness, by the sounds of things,
17 but girlfriends.
Like, I'm sorry, Chris.
Yeah.
How on earth do you have time to be with 17 women? Like, seriously.
Yeah, I see these stories sometimes, right? And it's like, oh, Love Rat had 2 girlfriends, or Love Rat had 4 girlfriends. And even then I'm like, how in the name of Jesus did he have 4 girlfriends?
How did he have the time?
4 girlfriends!
Like, if I have to even pick up my phone and text 2 separate people, that's like mind-blowing to me.
Exactly! 7, and you know, I'm not doing the whole, oh Jesus, women are hard work, but having a girlfriend has a certain amount of regularity involved in it, as in
he fathered a child.
Think about this, right? If you had a girlfriend, and I'm doing some rough maths here, supposing you had a girlfriend and at the bare minimum you texted her 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
3 simple texts a day, okay?
Okay.
And that would be, I guess, little if you had a girlfriend. That wouldn't be many texts. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's 3 texts per day for 17 girlfriends. That's... I'm going to the calculator.
Hold on, I was 17.
By 3. Hold on. By 3. 51 texts a day. So that means in a week you're sending 350 texts. That's only now to have the most bare minimum essential of contact with these people who are apparently your girlfriends. Let's double that number, or triple it, in fact. No, let's put it, multiply it by 4. You're talking about 1,500 texts a week now, just to keep all of these girlfriends in line. When are you supposed to meet them all? Like, how many, what, once a week? Even that wouldn't work. You'd have to be meeting several a day.
I know.
How did he manage 17 girlfriends?
I don't know.
Don't get me wrong, I'm very impressed with him.
Are you though?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why I'm even more impressed with him. And I'm not saying this in a smart-ass way. Some other papers have a picture of him. A lot of outlets aren't putting his picture up. But I've seen a picture of this guy. Wow, lads, if this guy can have 17 girlfriends...
Why is Keir single?
Exactly. It's not what I was going to say, but that's also a good point.
What you were thinking.
Yes, it is. It's what the whole world was thinking. Man, if this guy, I mean, he's no prize. Neither am I, but he's no prize.
He's got 17 girlfriends and you have none, so
he has 17 girlfriends. I only have 11 girlfriends.
I know, and you've got me to start texting them as you know?
Yeah, that's what we're doing now. I'm outsourcing it to Kieran.
I'm making him pay me, though.
17 girlfriends. Well, good for him. And I'll tell you, this is a story, this is a motivational story. If you think you're ugly, if you think you're unlovable... Well, this man, and he's not the best looking fella, 17 girlfriends. Some of whom were considering marriage, one of whom he had a kid with. Good for you, man. I mean, I'm saying good for him. I'm not saying there should be any prosecutions. I'm not saying he should be investigated. I think he should be studied as to how do you pull off having 17 girlfriends. What a man. I'm saying good for him. Thank you. What are you saying, Kieran?
I don't know. Like, half of me is like, yeah, I would like to study this guy and see how he did have time for 17 girlfriends.
Yeah, I would just sit him down and be like, what's this guy's name again?
I nearly had a breakdown when I was texting like 3 guys at once before.
Wow.
You know?
But Kieran, 3 guys at once.
I know, it was just crazy.
So I'd be like, Wan, come on here, Wan. How do you have 17 girlfriends? But anyway, there you go. Man with 17 girlfriends. Some of whom were for over several years.
Imagine if he woke up after, you know, maybe like being in a coma after the car crash and he was like, oh shit.
Lads, he didn't go through my phone or anything, did he? By any chance. And they'd be like, oh, Wan, don't worry, we did. All those girls in your phone book have been contacted. They must all be your friends, are they? And he's like, oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's all up. That's it. Well, look, it was good while it lasted. Well, look, I'm saying good for him. No charges.
Mm.
I'm letting him go free. having 17 scorned women in his life is enough, believe me. Jesus Christ.
Do you know what? I kind of agree with you.
Oh my God.
That is enough, actually.
That is enough. We will finish the show with the national anthem and, of course, also a review of the show from Kira. So I would ask now that if you could, if it's safe to do so, that you stand, not so much for the national anthem, but for the review of the show that Kira is about to give. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Well, we started the show playing the Win Back Your License Week quiz with Andrew the Milkman, who did not win it back, unfortunately.
No.
The guy player was on to give his advice to hapless people who actually contact him for advice. DJ Moke was in studio talking hip-hop, including Chris Brown baby drama and Waka Flocka Flame's bid for presidency. We talked about the Chinese man whose 17 girlfriends all found out about each other after he was involved in a car crash. Then we played loads of 90s music in the 90s hour and, of course, finished the show asking the Irish public what it is they're doing awake.
Oh my God, what a show. Look, for myself, Chris, goodbye from Kira.
Goodbye.
Kira. 2FM.